Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, folks, welcome back to Brain Boost, your daily dose of quick creative fixes to supercharge your mind and life. I'm your host, Jake Carter, here to help you navigate this crazy thing we call existence with a little more grace, a little more humor, and a whole lot more brain power. Today's topic: overcoming those pesky negative thoughts that can feel like an invited house guest, overstaying their welcome in your head. Ever felt like you're stuck on a mental merry-go-round of self-doubt and worry? You know, that feeling where your inner critic is louder than a rock concert and your happiness feels like a distant memory. Well, I'm here to tell you there's a way out, and it's called cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT for short. Now, before you start thinking therapy sounds complicated, hear me out. CBT isn't about lying on a couch and spilling your guts, although that can be helpful too. It's a toolbox full of practical strategies to help you identify those negative thought patterns, challenge them head-on, and replace them with more positive, empowering ones. Think of it as mental kung fu learning to redirect those negative energy blasts into something constructive and awesome. Here are 5 key takeaways from CBT that can seriously level up your mental game. 1. Awareness is power. The first step to breaking free from negative thoughts is recognizing them. It's like catching yourself in a bad habit. The more you notice it, the easier it becomes to change. So, pay attention to those inner voices. What are they saying? When do they pop up? Write those thoughts down. Literally seeing them on paper can help detach you from their power. 2. Challenge those thoughts. Once you've identified your negative thought patterns, it's time to put on your detective hat and investigate their validity. Are these thoughts based on facts or just assumptions? Often, our minds play tricks on us, jumping to conclusions without solid evidence. Ask yourself, is there another way to look at this situation? What would I say to a friend who was having these thoughts? 3. Reframe the narrative. CBT isn't about ignoring your feelings, it's about reframing them in a more helpful light. Let's say you're facing a big presentation and your mind is racing with, what if I mess up? Instead of getting consumed by that fear, reframe it as excitement. Tell yourself, I'm going to rock this. I've prepared hard and I'm ready to share my ideas. 4. Focus on the positives. Our brains are wired to focus on the negative. It's a survival mechanism from our ancestors who needed to be aware of danger. But in today's world, that negativity bias can hold us back. Make a conscious effort to notice and appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. Keep a gratitude journal, savor those moments of joy, and remind yourself of all the awesome things you've already accomplished. 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. You're human, and everyone has negative thoughts sometimes. It's not about being perfect, it's about learning to navigate those thoughts with more awareness and compassion. When you catch yourself slipping into negativity, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Okay, let's talk real life for a second. Picture this. You're getting ready for a job interview. Your heart is pounding, your palms are sweaty, and those pesky negative thoughts start creeping in. What if I mess up? What if they think I'm not qualified? Sound familiar? But here's where CBT comes in. Instead of letting those thoughts take over, you remind yourself, I've prepared well. I have the skills they're looking for. This is an opportunity to show what I can bring to the table. You focus on your positive qualities, visualize a successful interview, and breathe deeply to calm your nerves. See? CBT isn't about eliminating those thoughts altogether, it's about managing them so they don't control you. Remember, you have the power to choose your thoughts and shape your reality. So, what are you waiting for? Put these CBT strategies into practice today. Challenge those negative thought patterns, reframe your perspective, and watch as your mental game transforms. And don't forget, you're not alone on this journey. There's a whole community of awesome people out there ready to support you every step of the way. Let me know in the comments how these tips are working for you, or share your own strategies for overcoming negative thoughts. Until next time, keep boosting that brain power and living your best life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.